Thompson's got the ball. Here they come, and there he goes with a wobbly pass. It's picked off! And that's the first interception by Gardner.
Second and 17. Allen has time. Intercepted! Sauce Gardner's got it. And the Jets are in business inside.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the HR Voices Sirius XM 141 family. I am your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast globally. And of course on Lance Day Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I don't like that the Colts traded for Sauce Gardner. I think that was a bad decision. And not because Sauce Gardner has been a little bit of a, I don't want to say he's a bust. I mean, he just got a huge contract. But he's underachieved last couple of years. And anyone would underachieve with the Jets. If me and you worked for the Jets and had to drive through New York traffic and go over the George Washington to New Jersey into the factory of sadness, that is Giant Stadium, you would perform less too. I think all of us, we've all worked somewhere that really sucked. I won't name the name. I worked for a company that it was so bad, I would go to the bathroom and I just sit in the bathroom. They had a private bathroom. So it wasn't like there were other people coming around. It was just a one person type of bathroom with a door and you lock the door. I go in there, man, and I just sit on that. I just sit in the bathroom. I try to get me a couple of 15 minute breaks in there. Like I'm hanging out in a public toilet because I did not want to go back to work because it was just a terrible environment. And that's what the Jets are. They call them gangrene for a reason. It's just a terrible franchise from top to bottom. But trading, if you're my Colts, and I've been a Colts fan my entire life, basically since I was 3 years old. And I've been through the bad years. I've been through when they first moved to Indy. And I was too young to understand that that's betrayal as a kid growing up in Baltimore. And I stuck with the Colts. And they had some bad years. They had Art Schlichter, Gary Hogeboom, some terrible teams. And then they stumbled into a couple of decent seasons with Jim Harbaugh, Captain Comeback. Had some decent seasons there. Went to an AFC title game. And then they got Peyton Manning. And for a decade it was Gucci. I knew we were gonna win 12 games every year. I was broke then. I was young. I went to the bar every Sunday and watched every game. Chicken wings, fries, blue cheese sauce. And then they were able to get Andrew Luck. And I'm like, man, we're about to have another 12 years or so where we're gonna be dominant. And they didn't manage Andrew Luck, and he got injuries and he quit on the team. And I'll still say that to my grave. Andrew Luck quit on the Indianapolis Colts. I don't have a problem with him retiring. His health is much more important than winning a Super Bowl and pleasing me as a fan. He's got kids and a family. But the fact that he retired at halftime for the last preseason game when there was no succession plan, etc., he just said, hey, bleep y'all, I'm done. And the Colts have been kind of a train wreck since then. And their GM Ballard, he's made some pretty decent acquisitions. They built a good roster. Colts have a lot of talent. They have two good, they have DeForest Buckner, an elite lineman that they got from San Francisco in free agency. They got Kenny Moore, who's a Pro Bowl caliber corner. They have Quentin Nelson on the offensive line, who Quentin Nelson is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's Hall of Fame trendy. He's got another year or two of all pro caliber play, and he's going to wear the yellow jacket. So they've had a good line. They have Jonathan Taylor, who is one of the best running backs in the league. And then what they do, you know, they kind of run the Eagles offense. Coach Sirianni of the Eagles used to be the Colts offensive coordinator. And Coach Steichen of the Colts used to be the Eagles offensive coordinator. So they have the ability. We knew if they got a competent quarterback, not Jacoby Brissett, not Matt Ryan at the end, not Phillip Rivers at the end, definitely not Anthony Richardson, who I think is an awesome human being, but I also think that he's probably blind or partially blind. You felt that if they got a solid quarterback, which is what I think Daniel Jones is, I'm not a person that saw the 7-1 start and started booking a ticket for the Super Bowl or a trip for Indianapolis in February for the downtown championship parade, but they're just a decent roster. So it's a good roster. You put a competent quarterback, but very similar to Jalen Hurts, their limitations. I don't want Daniel Jones throwing the ball 40 times, 45 times a game. I want him to throw the ball 22, 25, 28 max and handing the ball off to Jonathan Taylor. I want Daniel Jones doing a lot of checkdowns. And they've been able to put together a very good offense, which was the top-performing offense in the NFL. They got thrashed by Pittsburgh, which they always lose to Pittsburgh, especially on the road. And I think they kind of panicked a little bit. And bringing in Sauce Gardner, I get it that they're like 25th, 26th in DVOA for pass defense as a team, but spending two first round picks for Sauce Gardner is nasty, nasty work. I have never seen a cornerback come to a team and win them a championship, with exception of maybe Deion. You might say that Deion was with the Cowboys. He was a catalyst. He shut half the field off. And then he did the same thing for the 49ers. But Deion is the best ever. I don't think that Sauce Gardner is the best ever. So we just have to see how this goes. I think it's a bad move. I don't think that I understand what the Colts are trying to do. They think that they have a Super Bowl window. I don't think that they have a Super Bowl window. I agree with most of the pundits that with Daniel Jones, it's not, you're not going to really be in Super Bowl contention. Now, if you win 13 games and get home field, maybe at home, Colts are a really, really good team at home. But you have to go through Mahomes if he gets to the playoffs, because I think the Chiefs are overrated. People are so used to the Chiefs being great, and they're still a fantastic team, but their schedule is so daunting. They could be the best 10-7 team in the history of the NFL that misses the playoffs. And then they could come back next year and win the Super Bowl. But Patrick Mahomes, you go through them, better quarterback. Josh Allen, better quarterback. I think Lamar is going to be flirting with the playoffs, better quarterback. Even if you have to face the Steelers again, if I had to put my money on, I'd put my money on Aaron Rodgers, even at 41 years old, before Daniel Jones. I'm not saying that Daniel Jones sucks. Yeah, I think that Justin Herbert is a better quarterback. I'm not a huge Justin Herbert fan. But I think someone like him, someone like Bo Nix, someone like Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if you can win a Super Bowl with those guys, because there's so many great quarterbacks in the AFC that you have to go through. You probably have to go through two or three in a row. And usually the team with the better quarterback in the playoffs wins. Everyone in the playoffs usually has at least a upper half of the league defense. So bringing in Sauce, I get what they're trying to do. You put him out there. You think that he can shut off half the field. It changes your coverage schemes. You don't have to play true safety. You can bring your safety in the box. You can do a lot of things. You can blitz more. The Colts have a very aggressive scheme. But I just, man, two first-round picks, like, that's Micah Parsons type. I think the only way you spend two first-round picks is if you're getting a quarterback or if you're getting a game wrecker, edge or offensive tackle. Those are the things that you need to win in the NFL. You need a quarterback. You need a fat guy on the left side of the line that keeps the quarterback healthy. And you need another guy on the other side of the line that wants to make their quarterback unhealthy. And that's simple football. We're about to cut to a break. I'm going to play some of the footage from, we cover, me and my team, myself, Gian Alexis, Carlin Alford. We cover and are the voices for the Oakwood University Ambassadors men's basketball team. And we've kind of turned the coverage, the radio coverage, into a podcast, so to speak. We call the game, but we talk a lot about sports. It's more of a, like a Manning cast where we're creating content. And we called our first game of the season over the weekend. And our ambassadors lost to the Washington Adventist University, which is located in Tacoma Park. They lost to the Shock 98-83. But we had a fantastic time, got some really, really good content. And I'm going to air some clips from us calling the Oakwood Washington Adventist University game. After these messages, HR Voices Sirius XM 141.
Listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Caitlin Clark from the logo.
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
They match. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
James Lewis.
Drive, drive on down the field. In a scarlet and gray. Don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Oh, hi, yo, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honored defend will fight to the end for oh, hi, yo, let's go! Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America are American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're definitely from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.